Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, though, it is the nephew's turn to give us the prank phone call for today. What you got, Neff?
The doctor's visit. Oh. The doctor's visit. Let's go, Kat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Roderick Belton, please.
He's not here. May I take a message?
My name is Mark, ma'am. I'm calling from the clinic from Dr. Robert Goodman's
office. Turn that music down. Hold on, I'm sorry. Say that again.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm trying to reach Roderick.
He's not here.
Okay, I'm calling from the clinic from Dr. Robert Goodman's office, and I'm trying to get some information to him. Do you know when he'll actually be in?
No, actually, I don't. Is everything okay?
Well, you know, everything's fine. I mean, nothing that can't be handled. We're trying to actually get some information to him so that he can actually come back in for the results.
Okay. Well, I don't know when I can. He's supposed to be here now. I'm not sure when I can tell you he's going to be back.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't ask you earlier, ma'am. Who am I actually speaking with?
This is his girlfriend.
And your name is?
Jan.
Jan. Okay. So, Jan, you say you don't know, you don't have an idea when he'll be back.
No. You're starting to make me kind of get a little concerned, though.
No. Wow. Okay. I tell you what, this is the number that he actually left us to give him a call on his results, and we're not getting an answer. I don't have another number on hand. Do you have a specific time I can actually call back and maybe I'll get him?
You're making my stomach is getting nervous right now. What is the problem?
Well, actually, you know, what it is, ma'am, is Mr. Roger came in for to take a few tests, and he took some tests, and we actually have the results in, and we'd actually really like for him to come back.
I don't know anything about. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I don't know anything about any tests. He hasn't told me anything about going to a clinic or anything like that.
I see.
So what kind of tests are you talking about?
Well, I mean, ma'am, I'm really not at liberty to give you any kind of information unless you're actually on the paperwork. So, it's not even something that I can discuss unless the patient has signed off that you are the next of kin or the person that actually give the information to. You do understand that, don't you?
I do, and I'm pretty certain. I mean, the way we operate in this household, I'm pretty certain that I'm on the paperwork. So would you please go check?
Let me pull up Roderick's stuff on computer here, and I'll see what I – give me 1 second, please.
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. Now, let me scroll down for next of kin. Okay, I got a Janice.
That is me. I mean, everybody calls me Jan, but that's me, Janice.
Wow. Okay.
Tell me your name again. I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Mark. I'm the clerk here at Dr. Robert's office. I guess I am at liberty to tell you what's going on.
Please do.
Mr. Roger came in and took some STD tests.
STD?
Yes, and I guess at this point I should just maybe both of you guys should come in and
wait
so
a minute,
we can treat
wait a minute,
you both
what
and
you,
everybody and
wait
everybody
a minute,
will
wait
be
a
fine.
No. I need you to finish what you were just saying.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, man. What has happened is he's been diagnosed with as well as.
You got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me.
Okay, I'm
not hearing this.
Ms.
I am not.
Hang on a second.
That means do you
right
understand
now,
what that means? Do you understand that he lives in my household? Do you understand that means that he has been dipping somewhere else? Because I have been not doing anything that would even come close to bringing something to him like that. So it's apparent that this man has been outside of my household and doing what he has no business doing and bringing it back in.
I'm not at liberty to make any accusations like that. I cannot say anything like that. All I can say is I'd like for both of you, you know, it'd be good for both of you guys to come in and get treated.
Because this
is something treatable. It is curable.
I don't care about it being treatable or curable. What I care about is the fact that he apparently has been somewhere with some trick and brought something back home to my household. That's what I care about.
And I do understand that, Ms. Janice. I do. But you have to understand my position and what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying reaching out and.
Well, listen. You happen to call my household. You just have to be on the end. You're on the other side of it. I'm sorry you're getting most of it. But I tell you what. What you need to do is you need to make him an appointment, and I will meet him there. He will be
wait,
face.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry?
You need to make him an appointment to come out to take a look at these results you're talking about. And guess who will show up at the door before he gets there? Me.
I mean, since you're the Mexican, wouldn't it be better for you just
to
tell him what's going on since I've explained it to you?
No, this is the plan. You need to give him a call. I'm going to give you a cell phone number.
I have a pen. Okay. I got it. Okay.
You call him and set a 12 noon appointment. Trust me when I tell you, when he walks through that door and sees my face, he will know.
Okay, but Ms. Janet, I'm not trying to create chaos in our clinic. That's not the purpose of this call.
The
call is to let Mr. Roderick know that we need him to come actually into the building.
I could give two about a call. All I know is you make that appointment, I will get there before he gets there, and it's on. I'm telling you, that's how it's going to roll. Do you understand me?
Hey, Ms. Janice, I can't allow any chaos to be going on in the building. I cannot allow that.
Let me tell you something. I don't care. I could care less about what you feel about it and what you can and can't do. I'm not interested.
But Ms.,
I'm telling you is you called my household.
Mr. Roderick.
You called his soon-to-be wife. Correction, soon-to-not-be wife.
Okay. I got one more thing I do need to tell you, though, Ms. Janet.
You know what? I can't deal with another thing. I swear to God, don't tell me anything else.
But I do have a piece of information I need to make
the appointment. That's all I care about. You make the appointment.
I will make the appointment, but I need you to ask for somebody when you come to the clinic. I need you to ask for one person, and then they will take care of you.
Who do I need to ask for?
Okay, you need to ask for Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, because that's who I am. You just got pranked by your husband, Roderick.
You know what? Oh, my. Tommy, I listen to you every morning. I said, no. Oh, my goodness. I am so embarrassed. And wait till I see Roger. Tommy.
Are you all right?
Oh, my gosh. I am extreme. I am over. I'm done. I'm done. I can't believe you did that to me.
Hey, I got one more thing I got to ask.
Okay.
What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The one I wake up to every morning, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, get a prank or something.
Why did you do that to her? Yeah,
get a prank or something.
Oh, I felt her pain.
What is all this feeling sorry for her for? How was the prank? What did you tell her?
Wouldn't it be funny if he really gave her a disease, though? Wouldn't that be really funny?
Oh, my God.
Good one, Tommy. That's a good one, man.
Thank you, man.
I felt for her.
My heart just sank.
Oh, my God, bro.
How did you feel about the prank?
Man. I guess that's why they call you the king of pranks.
He ain't the king. He's the king. The king of pranks.
I am rising to be the king of grits. You hear me? Just good grits. GRITZ. I'm getting so many people hit me back, let me know how they like the grits, and I'm just letting y'all know, y'all got to try them. Just good grits. I even got chefs hitting me up. I'm sending them out. Oh, my God. I promise you, y'all just go by them. Let me know what you think. Shoot your boy email, and, you know, we're gonna rise these grits to the top. I promise you, you do not have a flavor like I got. Just good grits. G-R-I-T with a Z on the end. JustGoodGrits.com.
Hey, it's cool, man. I'm going to go buy some. I ain't going to buy the first pack, though. I work with you.
Okay.
They coming, Junior. I got you.
Thank you, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.